Ludacris here.
Simon Lamont, how are you?
I'm very well, Colm. How are you?
Yeah, when last we spoke was on the phone. You were on the street somewhere in London. We were talking about, it was St. Patrick's Day. We were talking about Irish food. Just to remind everybody, people will know Simon as the Lazy Chef. The Lazy Chef TV3 series. Is it good to be known as the Lazy Chef?
When I announced it to my family that I was going to be the Lazy Chef, they were like, mother put her hands in her on her face. And she started sobbing. She said, my son's not the Lazy. So I kind of got into it backwards. I mean, I'm a trained pastry chef and I worked all over, well, I wouldn't want to say all over the world, but in many parts and corners of the world. And I did a pop-up in London called Tasty Tuesdays. I was making bread and serving salads and grilled meats, and I used to stick out a Facebook invite to anyone and everyone who was in the in my friend zone, whatever. And a TV producer popped over one of the nights, and I'd ran it for 6 weeks, and he came over sort of in mid-run. And he was like, this is great. We can do this. So we hooked up and we were in chats, and the TV3 thing happened. Lazy Chef was born. And basically
who came up with that name? Was it you?
It was TV3 going, you're lazy. And I said, well, I mean, how about Weekend Chef, or how about this sort of chef?
I'm a crazy chef. Yeah. No.
Dude chef. No, you're lazy.
It's lazy.
So it stuck. And then 2 years later, eventually the show came out and it was a great success. Yeah. And I think they sold it off to Sky, and it's all sort of happening. And it's great. It's great fun.
I think the reason I like it, I mean, last time we spoke, I have watched it. And the reason I like The Lazy Chef as well, because a lot of guys who like cooking see ourselves as lazy chefs. I'll start about 2 o'clock in the Saturday afternoon and dinner's not ready till 9, because I've taken in 2 football games, a couple of phone calls, and 2 pints.
Yeah, exactly. And you've had fun as well.
Yeah, and dinner is there.
And dinner's there, and it's fun. It's a good way to cook. It's everyone gets fed eventually, so hold your horses. But you know what? My style is, I use my pantry. My cupboard a lot.
Right,
so I had lots of tin stuff.
See, that's good. You cut a few unnecessary corners. Necessary corners.
Yeah. I'm doing a thing at the moment. Do you know when you get these hot dogs, you get the kind of crispy onion topping?
Yeah.
I'm using it for everything because it's a great vehicle. I can say that.
Yeah.
A vehicle for flavour. You season them up and you buy them a packet. There's 99p or 99 cent for a packet of these crispy onions. You flavour them up and they're great, and they come out of a packet and they taste great.
What do you mean crispy onions? Like pre-cooked?
Pre-cooked crispy onions. Or, you know, if you didn't have them, you could use like pork rinds or even snaps or munchies. You add crunch and flavour and texture to salads or sandwiches.
Monster munches.
You know what I mean? Monster munches all over your fingers.
Yeah.
But, you know, you use fun stuff, use taste of it. And then your core ingredients have to be sort of serious. And good chicken, good beef, good fish. As sustainable as you can do. And
get your meat good, but there are corners you can
Keep your meat good. It doesn't always have to be organic, but spend a little bit of money on your meat and try to eat veg as much as you can, and keep fish regular as well, and it's all good. That's it.
Is Lazy Chef coming back, do we know?
We're in talks with TV3. They're very keen. It's just finding the right time for both parties, and Sky bought it, so hopefully it'll be on going global with them.
Good.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, kind of scary, but good. So that's the Lazy at the moment. But I mean, Simon Lamont in London, not very lazy. I've just opened a new restaurant called Shuck.
Have you?
Yes, it's an oyster bar in a train tunnel under a bridge, and
it's an oyster bar in a train tunnel under a bridge. That's great directions.
Yeah, it's great.
Reach the oyster bar under the train tunnel.
Down the smoky lane, round the corner, up the hill, down the road. And we just opened about 2 weeks ago, so that's a little baby. Keeps me busy at night.
Very good. And it's not just oysters. Is an oyster bar just oysters?
Do you know what? The way I'm kind of coining it, it's like an improv oyster bar. So we do great drinks, great Bloody Marys, wine on top, Prosecco on top, and we just do a ton of oysters, sort of garnished in different ways. We don't have any cookers, so we cook our oysters with flame torches.
Really?
Yeah, we blowtorch them.
Okay.
So it's a bit nuts. And the menu is naked, dressed, or blown. And people go, what does blown mean? And you're like, well, let me tell you. Let me show you my blowtorch.
So hang on a second. Under a train track, in a tunnel, you can have naked,
dressed,
or blown.
And dressed would be sort of garnished with toppings. Oysters.
Is there a red light outside this shop?
There's a red light. There's a bit of neon. There's a bit of graffiti. It's a bit dirty, but dirty as in grungy dirty, but it's fun. It's moving. I've always been involved with seafood and oyster bar, so it's a move away from that.
You should do t-shirts as well, that when they leave you get a t-shirt saying, I've just been shucked.
I've been totally shucked, man.
Yeah.
Shucked and swallowed. Oh, can we say them? Can we say that?
It's oysters.
Come on.
I see you're wearing the Rudd's apron. Well, that's okay. You're a lazy chef. You forgot to take it off. You're not bothered. So you're doing stuff for Rudd's now?
I'm their brand ambassador, and it came out of nowhere. It was a phone call I got that sort of around Christmas. And I was like, hi, you're saying what? Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. And they, so Rudd's have been around for years. You know, great pork house, great butcher shop.
Yeah.
And they do super sausages. They do love, they do dry cure rashers. And and their black pudding is stunning. They do a few other things as well. And they said, we're doing a relaunch. Do you want to be on board? And I said, I'd love to be on board. Yeah. I love pork. I love anything Irish.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Fine. It's funny. It's when you go away, you really only appreciate Irish meat. I wasn't away, but my wife was just away and she was in Spain or whatever. And they came back and all she wanted was a steak.
Yeah.
And I said, did you not have a steak? And she said, yeah, I had, but you could have bounced it off the wall. You could have put it on as a saddle on a horse. It just wasn't proper meat.
Carl, I was going to just say there, juicy, tender Irish meat. Our pork is world class. Our beef is up there. Yeah. You know, we are leaders. We're leaders in a lot of things. We're leaders in seafood. We're leaders in meat. And Rudd's pork is super. And it's so good to be on board.
Stay with us. We're going to head towards news and you're going to come back to us afterwards because there is just an amazing smell coming from a plate which you've got in front of you. Can't wait.
I thought you'd be hungry.
Simon Lamont is still here, otherwise known the Lazy Chef, a.k.a. Simon Lamont, is here. Does anyone ever call you Simon Lebon?
I get a lot of times.
Do you?
Yeah, that's fine. Her name was Rio. I can live with that.
You don't look like your man from Duran Duran, Simon. Yeah.
Google me. No, I don't.
Okay, Simon Lamont, Lazy Chef, TV3, a great TV series. And Simon, yeah, we were just saying we're heading towards the weekend. I don't know how it's looking. I don't believe in the weather anyway. If I do barbecue, I often do it underneath a big, huge umbrella. And I think just even a few raindrops on your barbecue, little bit of flavour to the sauce.
I try to barbecue as often as I can.
Yeah.
If there's a bit of sun, I'll do it. If it rains, I just stick on a jacket. You'd be grand.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? A bit of rain on a barbecue, steam. A bit of steam. That's what it is.
There you go. You could be steaming your food.
Simple.
You've brought a few bits and pieces in that you barbecued earlier on. Did you barbecue these?
I barbecued these.
Okay.
I thought you'd be hungry. So
yeah.
I brought in a little skewer of pork sausages with courgettes and red peppers, doused and marinated in sumac, paprika and red chilli.
Oh, look at you remembering all that.
And off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So it's Turkish inspired. I was on a trip to Istanbul once and this was sort of, it wasn't pork sausage, it was lamb sausage, very tasty. So, and the alchemy with smoke and spice, it just changes the whole thing.
Of course it does, it brings a new flavour. Okay, give me one over there.
Okay, can I do it up for you? So basically, I've got some flatbreads here now that I have to Lazy Chef hat on. I bought the flatbreads.
That's okay, you're Lazy Chef.
So we got these,
sausage has gone onto the flatbread. Yeah. Is that coriander?
Let's put a parsley.
But the parsley is going on there.
Yeah, a little bit of red onion, raw. And people might go, oh, my breath. A big squeeze of lemon juice.
We'll sort that out.
Lemon juice, parsley.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got the raw, crunchy red onion.
Yeah. I'm
going to fold that little flatbread up with the char-grilled courgette and the roast red pepper. Posh. I'm going to encourage you now to stick that in.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to join you. I'm going to have a little munch myself.
Do have them.
Yeah, so you can...
That's gorgeous.
That is gorgeous.
Oh my God. That's fantastic.
Isn't it? Mm. They're good sausages to start with, so we're lucky.
Wow.
Are we allowed to eat in the studio?
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
Well, it's a cookery item.
So, yeah.
Especially with gin.
Okay, so I'm encouraging you to grill more. I find if there's any sort of opportunity, I get out there, I get the grill on, and I sort of cook away. I've got time, you know.
The opportunity could be this weekend for a few people, and you've got a couple of little recipes?
Off the top of my head, I do.
Yeah.
So the one we've just tasted here is, I call it the Turkish mangal. Now, mangal is a Turkish barbecue. We call it barbecue. Aussies call it barbecue. The Americans call it barbecue.
They call it a mangal.
A mangal akabasi, or something like that. Yes, so it's a Turkish barbecue house, and you'll get skewers and fire and smoke and paprika and sumac.
Mangal akabasi is a Turkish barbecue house. You're not sending me anywhere else.
Turkish barbecue house.
You need to be careful, you know.
Yeah.
No, just to go over that again, there's fantastic sausages.
Super sausages. You're going to skewer them with some courgettes, some red peppers, if you got like some onions as well. Marinate them with a little bit of oil, paprika if you have it, and sumac. It's a lemony herb. You can pick it up in Tesco, no problem.
Do you soak your skewers in water?
I don't because I'm lazy. Do you know what? If it splinters, it gets burnt fine. Do you know the taste of the skewer?
Stuck in your teeth.
Reminds me of childhood. I learned that from a very young age.
Yeah.
No, but that smoky taste imparts into the meat if you don't soak your skewer, so I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Tasty splinters.
All up inside my grills.
All right. Okay, that's good. I like that.
I've got another great one, though, for
you. Go on.
I think fruit and meat need to come back in a big way together.
Yeah.
On the same plate.
Okay.
I'm not talking about mincemeat here. I am talking about peaches stuffed with ricotta with a little bit of mint wrapped up in bacon, char grilled. Now, you can do a few of these wrapped up, stick a skewer in them. And the thing with the skewer is great for sort of turning keeping things turning on a barbecue. So that's tinned peaches or fresh peaches and a little blob of ricotta.
Sounds good.
Mint leaf just to sort of give that freshness.
Yeah.
And then wrapped in bacon and char grilled. And you've got sort of crispy and sweet and salty and porky.
Do you need to roll it in an oil or anything, or will you get that to come from the bacon?
That comes from the bacon. Good point, by the way. Yeah. It comes from the bacon.
But you're just so lazy. It's great. just let it happen.
I use tinned peaches because they're handy. Come on. And they're decent.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's.
I remember there was a guy with nutritionist on, and somebody was going, and they were dissing tinned fruit, and they said, you know what? If the only fruit you ever eat is tinned fruit, eat it, because it's still fruit. There's a lot of sugar in it, I know, but still, it's better than not eating fruit.
Or tinned fish, better than eating no tinned fish. I say, eat sardines, eat anchovies, eat tuna. If it's sustainable, all the better. But if you can't get your hands on fresh fish, tinned food is fine. It's fantastic.
Beer in a tin. If you can't get it down the pub, get the tinnies in.
Absolutely.
In the fridge, you know.
Crack one open. But yeah, no, these are great summer little recipes, and you know, they're great for summer. They're great for all year round.
Are you going to put those recipes are going up online? Yeah,
they're going up on ruds.ie. They're going up tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
But also, I'll be up on stage at Bloom in a couple of weeks. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll be char grilling my little hands off.
Do you know, I always wonder when because it's a big rock and roll thing now. The chef's on stage and everything going on, and it's almost it's choreographed. Do you get heckled?
You do. I got heckled the other day. Who are you? You're not lazy. And you get a bit of that.
Yeah.
Another time I got heckled about someone knew my cousin. They're like, I know your cousin. Yeah, you're scratching him. Yeah, he's the man. You're not the man. And I was like, Jesus, family feud's going on here. So you do sometimes. But it's a bit like, you know, if you're going on these up on stage for these things, it's a bit like Glastonbury, you know, like, hello Dublin. You know, it's gas. It is nuts. It's a lot of fun. But you know, the day job's hard, but so you enjoy these days out, you know what I mean?
It's amazing, isn't it, now when you think about it, if you thought about it 30 years ago, whatever, that chefs are now like gigging. You know,
exactly.
You're doing a tour. There's the chef's tour. It's become so big.
Yeah, food culture has exploded. It's exploded worldwide, but we in Ireland have really gotten on it. And people love the showmanship when it comes to food. People actually like sitting at bars now watching a chef cook or a bartender make you a cocktail. It's about sort of getting closer to your food, touching it, tangible moments. And then you lads like us, or you know, people are just getting involved in the kitchen. Everyone from my younger brother right up to, you know, granny, you know, and people are getting involved. People buying, you know, magazines. They're watching food TV. It's all over the shop.
30 years ago, 20 years ago, when you bought a house, the kitchen was a room away from where everyone else was. Nowadays in a house, a kitchen is the center of the house.
Showpiece.
You know,
absolutely.
And it's amazing. It's so good to see you again, Simon. If you want to be shocked, go to Simon's restaurant. Where is it?
It's on Stony Street in Borough Market, London's food mecca, if you're in town.
Okay, and you will be appearing in Bloom. And also, we're going to tweet those recipes and they'll be up on run.ie as well. Come in and see us again.
I'm going to cook for you someday.
Oh, please.
I mean, a proper full-on dizzly-dazzly thing. You got it.
Simon,
good to talk to you.
Okay, take care of yourself.